With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Congressman, welcome in. Big day. Thank you very, very much for coming on, because there's no trouble in River City, according to Congressman Norcross.
Yeah, well, those are talking points that Norstead will make up for you, for me, for anybody, if you just want to read talking points, so, you know, from a big, mammoth, multi-billion-dollar corporation that isn't telling the truth and doesn't care about our jerseys, sure. Look, the bottom line, I mean, I just heard a few of them. I couldn't stand to hear all of them because they're just untruths. But, you know, this idea that you're not going to see them, you know, these are three times the size of the Statue of Liberty. And believe me, you can see the Statue of Liberty from quite a distance. You're certainly going to see them. They're over 1,000 feet high. We can see, you know, when you're in Cape May County, 20 miles away, you can see the casinos, for God's sake.
That's exactly right.
So, I mean, this is just nonsense. I mean, you know, I got a rule. Tell the truth. Three words. Tell the truth. You don't have to have a good memory, because when you tell the truth, everything is always there. And then when we're talking about that it's doing no harm, and criticizing the fishermen, by the way. So here we have one of the hardest working group of people, just that break their back to obviously provide us with the fresh fish that we all love, and criticizing them and saying they were using this to gain attention. The fishermen brought this up to me years ago. I've been fighting this fight for years, and then when what happened with the whales and now with the dolphins certainly brought it to light, and everybody is engaged in this because they don't like it. I mean, it's the wrong thing, and guess what? You don't think you're making any effect on the whales and the dolphins when you are scouring their feeding area, their mating area, interrupting with their mating. You don't think you're creating any harm when you're using sonar. You don't think you're creating any harm when you're pounding the ocean floor to take samples and see what's there. I mean, who are we kidding?
But let me interrupt, Congressman. You're on a roll. But here's the thing that was most offensive with Norcross than this other guy in the Camden County Democrats, after one of our listeners asked this question, saying, why are you saying all this? They're not actively doing anything. And you're the source on this with hearings, et cetera. You just laid it out. They have been actively doing things.
Of course. So what they're doing is they're playing acute. They're saying, well, there's no active construction going on yet. God knows what's going to happen when that does happen. But no, there isn't active construction. What we're doing is dredging the ocean floor. What we're doing is pounding holes in the ocean floor. We're using sonar. We are doing all kinds of things where they mate and where their pathways of migration are. Yes, there is lots of active things going on, and that's why when they started, all these deaths occurred. These aren't routine deaths. This isn't one whale that died. You know, when one whale died up in New England, they wanted to close down the lobster industry.
Yes, that's right.
Wrong.
Right.
But now here we are with literally along the whole East Coast, it's gotten into dozens of them now. And look at the dolphins yesterday in Cape May County. I mean, there's something wrong. So when something is wrong, you stop, you get a hold of yourself, and you say, we've got to look at this more carefully, because our ocean and our shore and this great area that we all have such ties to in so many ways, whether it's fishing, whether it's tourism, whether it is just a host of different types of activities that take place there that affect our economy. And by the way, it's going to, if we, and we are, if they go along and do what they're going to do, what they're doing is going to hurt building in the area. It's going to hurt real estate. It's going to hurt property values. It's going to just, it's just a bad thing. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, and I commend you. The hearings, I think they were very effective. Here's the point, though, right? We have you. You're a congressman, et cetera. But this authoritarianism of getting rid of home rule and everything else, what's the leverage here? I mean, seeing those eight dolphins yesterday, my producer, Congressman, made the point. They didn't come in individually. They seem to be coming in sort of together. If that doesn't tell us something, that spectacle of this is horrible spectacle. What's the leverage?
Oh, well, the leverage. Well, first of all, you know, what's really horrible, these people don't give a damn. By the way, I just facts pop in my head, and I'm sorry to do it this way. If this thing gets done, over 50% of our energy is going to be controlled by foreign countries. One little other factoid just to let you know. The one that you just brought up, our leverage, it is hard. So our leverage is we're going to keep making noise about it. We're going to have a congressional hearing. I'm pushing in real hard for it, and I believe we're going to have it in Congress, and we're going to bring this up again. I have legislation that would place a moratorium on this until we figure out, if we ever figure out if this is acceptable or not, because what they did is awful. What they did is they took the rights and the freedoms away from American people in one particular town in this case, but they would do it everywhere if they had to. They don't care. But in Ocean City, like many other towns, said, hey, we don't want to do this. We don't want all these underground cables and all this activity to occur. We don't want it, so count us out. So they went to the state assembly and the state senate, and they passed the law, which I don't even think is constitutional, that said, guess what? When it comes to zoning and it comes to this project, the local zoning doesn't matter, and the feeling of the people who live in the town doesn't matter, and we're going to override them. My God, that's like communism.
It is,
that's
exactly. I'm glad you said, yeah, it's authoritarianism, and they're not answering for it. And thank God we had you as a, and you heard some of this. I mean, I only saw it last night with Norcross and this other guy just outright lying and saying there's no active stuff going on here. My God, when you're hitting the ocean floor, sun, all the things you laid out, there's going to be consequence. Everybody knows that. Now, on a lighter note, since we're so laddered up here, my producer found out, I forgot this, you have a dental degree, right, from Fairleigh Dickinson. How did How did they beat Purdue? Was there some
Congressman? Was there an IU fan?
Yeah, was there some dental work going on? They had a 7-4 guy. Fairleigh Dickinson had the shortest team on average in the entire country. What did they do?
Well, you know what? In life, amazing things happen sometimes. So I just think it's one of those things in life. It was years ago in hockey, remember when we beat the Russians and nobody ever thought we'd be able to do that? It's the same thing here. And again, I don't mean to go back to the whales and all that. I don't want anybody out there to give up. We are against overwhelming powerful odds there. You know what? Fairleigh Dickinson was against overwhelming powerful odds. Good things can happen. Just focus and work hard. I was amazed. I, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't get to see the whole game. I only saw a little bit of it. And well, I was talking to somebody and they say, you know, Fairleigh won. I said, what? I mean, come on. I mean, you know, really. And I graduated dental school from there. I graduated undergrad from Rutgers, but I graduated dental school there. I'm seriously, I was like, what? You're kidding me, right? I thought they were busting my chops and they weren't. And more power to them, man. It was just, they had the they had the energy, they had the focus, they had the desire, and sometimes when you have all of that, truly amazing things can happen.
Definitely. Well, look, we have you in our corner here. You've done yeoman work already, and I just think as more and more people see this that are reasonable, they're starting to pay attention. All this under thing can't go. We just got to get the media not to be corrupt and these environmental groups to do what they usually say and this will stop. There will be a moratorium.
There will. So two things I'll say. Kudos to Cindy Ziff, who is an environmentalist, but said, hey, this isn't right. And she even testified from Clean Ocean Action. She was one of the few. But I really would recommend to people, I know it was about, I think, an hour and a half long, all substantive, nothing extreme, nothing. People weren't yelling or screaming. We ran it, and it was an actual hearing. It was an actual congressional hearing done off-site. In other words, done, mm-hmm. done in a different location. And I really hope people get on YouTube. If they didn't see it, look it up, and it's worth an hour and a half of your time. It really is, just to see the real deal. Because you can tell these were people that were experts, and they were just telling the truth.
Absolutely. Thank you, Congressman, very, very much. To be continued. Thanks for your time, as always.
You're welcome. You take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.